Uh-oh. Yeah, Juno. So that was Burn the Field with, we had Here Comes the Plow and Four Towns. And for our town, we've got a couple of dudes in the studio.
Dude.
Got JP and Ari in here, and I think we're gonna get a little special here. I think, right? Maybe some live songs might be happening.
It's
right
now.
It's
always special. Sure, with you, dude.
It's always special. We've got, and then we can catch you guys tonight and tomorrow at the Alaskan.
Yep,
that's happening. 9 o'clock.
Yep.
And so we're pretty much just giving people a little bit of a sneak peek here, right? Let them know what's happening, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're gonna do a couple songs right now. The first one's called Live, and. It's a good song about coming back from being sick. Got you good and it got you quick.
alright, it's alright, it's alright, yeah, yeah. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, yeah, yeah. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, yeah. Gonna wake up in the morning and drive. I thank my lucky stars I'm still alive. I'm still alive, she cried. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right, yeah. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right, yeah. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right, yeah. His stars, I'm still alive.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked I'm still alive and witnessing this. That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, speaking of driving, you guys have been playing together for quite some time, right?
Yeah, well, we met about 15 years ago up here, actually at the old Galleon Bar, and played at the Alaskan at the Hangar a lot together. I actually left Juneau in about 1998, went down to Los Angeles, and now ended up in Portland. And Ari and I reconnected a couple years ago, lived together down in Portland for a couple years, and just always an ongoing project, always...
It's kind of kept it going.
Always natural, yeah. First time we get together, it's always like... just natural. Always comes together perfectly, so a lot of fun. And we're really looking forward to tonight. Got a great drummer playing with us, so it's going to pick it up. Mr. Brad Rosen has played with such bands as Little Women and Jerry Joseph and the Jack Mormons. Total pro, so we're really looking forward to it. We hope everybody comes down.
So it's going to be rocking tonight.
Yeah,
it
should be.
No, it's just the acoustics without the drums are
a
little more
It's a little tough to mic the drums in here.
Yeah, right.
A little tough.
But yeah, he's a terrific guy and a really wonderful player, so he brings a lot to the mix. For sure.
And it's the world famous Alaskan on a Friday night.
There you go.
Living the dream, man.
Yeah, I wasn't able to go to the Alaskan in 98. You know, I was trying to sneak in, but I look like a 12-year-old still. So, yeah. You know, that's a bit tricky. But,
yeah, that was the first job I had when I came into this town.
It was the Alaskan.
Yeah, first job I had, yeah.
Nice. So it's kind of full circle there.
Yeah, there you go. It's always really it played in electric bands in Portland and moved up here and kind of cut my teeth learning how to play solo acoustic at that bar. So one of my favorite rooms to play in the country for sure.
It is. There's something about that place.
Yes, we're not quite sure what it is.
It might just be us being crazy, but yes, there is something about that Alaskan.
Yeah, it's pretty comfortable environment for a lot of us to be there, and we're sure happy to have had the chance to come and do our bit.
Yeah, should be good.
So now we're going to do a song called 16-Hour Drive, and I lived in the Echo Park neighborhood of Los Angeles in the early 2000s, very right down the hill from Dodger Stadium, one of the oldest Latino gang neighborhoods in Los Angeles, but at the time was a hotbed of musical talent, and one of my neighbors who I would see at the bar and pass on the street from time to time was the great singer-songwriter Elliot Smith. And we talk about music sometimes. Of course, I knew who he was. Didn't really know who I was. I could tell he had his demons. And it was always kind of hard to see him because he was kind of one of my heroes. But in 2003, he was... Well, they called it a suicide, but I believe he was murdered.
Yeah, they're not...
in his house, and at that point, I decided they were killing singer-songwriters in Echo Park, so packed my two dogs up in the truck and left for Portland, Oregon.
Time to hit the road again.
Best be moving on.
So this is a song about leaving Los Angeles in the wake of the late, great Elliot Smith's death, and this is 16-Hour Drive.
All right.
said all my goodbyes. Well, I'll accept for one. I always knew I'd lose you here. I'm gonna leave this town with two dogs by my side.
I like that song. Elliot's he's a big dude.
Yeah.
That whole time period, too, of like the Basement on the Hill recordings and all that stuff. Just
yeah, great stuff, man. He was an amazing engineer. I don't think anybody's ever been able to double and triple and quadruple a voice as the way he did on his albums.
Yeah, very harmonic. A lot of breath to him. Just a versatile guy.
Amazing guy. Sad.
Definitely so. But not everything's going to be sad tonight, though, because we've got...
No, not at all.
We've got Bushmills, we've got Rainier, we've got Ari, we've got JP.
We don't really sanction that kind of activity, but we're just there for the peace and love.
That's right.
Yep.
This last little bit we're going to do is another terrific song that JP's written. I really admire his writing a lot, and it's a real privilege and pleasure to play. It's great material he comes up with, and this is one of the first tunes that we played when we got back together, and it's a little happier maybe.
This is the bar song. It's about drinking at the bar and meeting ladies.
two of my favorites.
Yeah.
So I've heard about that.
Yeah. You know, once in a while, only on the weekends.
All right, so this is the bar song. 1, 2, 3, 4.
About you, Gino, but I know one good thing that happened today. That was damn awesome is what that was.
Thanks a lot, man.
No, thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for having
pleasure
us.
And we're really looking forward to
this is we've got an action-packed weekend. We've got you guys tonight and tomorrow at the Alaskan. We got Seafood Fest, where you're going to be at also.
Yeah, with my other partner who shall remain nameless.
The other cohort.
So but that'll be fun. It'll be a busy Saturday, but got to get it while the getting's good.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we can all take naps on Sunday, you know.
Right.
While football's on.
Yeah. But yeah, man, real pleasure to be here. And
yeah, thanks for having us, Will.
Oh, for sure.
And once again, everybody come on out to Alaska and, tonight and tomorrow night. We're playing some good music, a lot of originals, some covers by Towns Van Zandt, Steve Earle, and Guy Clark as well.
And we've got our we got the dude Brad on the drums there too. Mm-hmm. He's gonna be tearing it up.
He's a sight to be seen. For
Shizzle. I'm excited about that to see. You know, we get this edge of things, and then we get to go in there and, you know, we get to have a beer, hang out with some chicks, and we'll be rocking out, man. It should be good times.
We shall see.
So that is Burn the Field, Alaskan, tonight and tomorrow, kicking off at about 9-ish. I'm going to be there. JP, Ari, and Brad are going to be there. And chances are you're going to be there too, Juno. We will see you guys there. We're going to get back into it here with, I think we'll do a little William Elliott Whitman. We'll do some Take It on the Chin there. Keep him up there. Stay classy, Juno.